Welcome to ID the Future, a podcast about intelligent design and evolution.
What is science, and is intelligent design science? On this episode of ID the Future, we're featuring a short segment from a debate between CSC senior fellow and biologist Jonathan Wells and Massimo Pigliucci, professor of ecology and evolution at State University of New York at Stony Brook, which appeared on the PBS program Uncommon Knowledge. In this segment, moderated by Peter Robinson, the biologists discuss whether or not intelligent design is science, and what exactly is the definition of science.
Is intelligent design merely a critique? Is it simply a way of pointing out limits and gaps in the theory of evolution? Or is it more positive than that? Does it actually give us a framework, a new way of thinking about the evidence?
I would say it's not merely a critique, although that critique is important because in the hands of many evolutionary biologists, Darwin's theory, the modern version of it, is used to rule out design, to make it merely an appearance. Mm-hmm. So the critique of evolutionary theory is part of the package. But intelligent design theory, in order to be a science, has to stand on its own 2 feet. And it does that by proposing a hypothesis.
All right.
And providing criteria by which that hypothesis can be tested.
The hypothesis is?
That feature X, whether in the universe or in some particular living thing, is a product of intelligent design.
How would you go about testing that?
The same way we, in our daily lives, test...
Hold on. You're moving a little too fast. A product of intelligent design means what? How do you proceed even thinking about that without ending up in the lap of God or thinking about a first mover in some sort of Thomistic way?
Well, in our daily lives, we routinely make design inferences. We look at situations or things, and we know, almost intuitively often, that something is designed or it's not.
Here's an example.
Right.
Or the watch is the classic example.
Bill Clinton's famous quip that if you see a turtle on a fence post, you know it didn't get there by accident.
I hadn't heard that one.
That's a good one. Yeah.
So the question is, do we have a hypothesis that we can test against the evidence?
Right.
I think we do. Now, having done that, what can we say? In intelligent design theory, all we can say is this feature provisionally appears to be a product of design.
But now to Massimo's question, how do you test that hypothesis?
Well, you mentioned Michael Behe. Irreducible right. complexity is one criterion. William Dembski, another design theorist, has a broader criterion that he calls specified complexity. Mm-hmm. Now, if I drop a pile of a handful of Scrabble pieces on the floor with letters on their wooden blocks, the pattern that those blocks form will be very complicated, very complex. But it won't be designed. It'll just be an accident. It's
right.
a pile on the floor. But now if I arrange those letters to spell an English sentence, the pattern is not only complex, it's specified in the sense that it fits an independently specified pattern.
But once again, that begs the question, because the whole point of evolutionary theory by natural selection is, in fact, to explain that appearance of complex and orderly patterns by means of a natural process. I don't think...
Wait. You posit the natural process.
There is a difference there. For one thing, natural selection can be measured empirically under field conditions. I mean, my students do that all the time. You cannot measure the activity of the intelligent designer. But there is a more fundamental problem that I see that I would like Jonathan to have.
In other words, you start by saying we're going to rule out any notion of anything anatural or anything that cannot be deduced.
That's not just evolutionary theory. That's science in general. So science in general cannot start with the assumption that there is a supernatural intervention, which is, let's make a distinction here.
Then the question to you is, how do you say intelligent design explains something better than does evolutionary theory?
Well, let me say two
things. Because that's the point, isn't it? To get something that's a better fit with the evidence, right?
Yes. One thing I would say is that natural selection has not and has never been shown to be able to produce specified
complexity. But that's a negative statement.
Let me finish.
Go ahead.
On the other hand, you have just heard another definition of science here, which is not the same as the one we agreed upon a few minutes ago. The definition of science I gave, the essence of science, is the testing of hypotheses against the evidence. The definition we just heard is that science starts with the assumption that everything in the world can be explained without recourse to supernatural causes. That's a different
definition.
No, I'm
sorry, Jonathan. There's no difference there for the simple reason that you cannot test hypotheses about the supernatural.
But if your attitude is to test hypotheses, you can reach a point where you say, you know what, I don't know the answer to that
question.
That's
correct, and scientists do that all the time. But there is a crucial difference between saying, I don't know the answer, which, as I said, we do all the times, and saying, therefore, the answer is there is an intelligent designer.
So intelligent design...
First of all, I do not think intelligent design theory is merely equivalent to saying, I don't know. The problem with using natural selection as an explanation, using Darwinian evolution as an explanation, is that all too often, I find, it's the default explanation. That is, instead of saying, we don't know, we say, well, it must have been natural selection because we know that there's no intelligent design here.
You just heard a clip of biologists Jonathan Wells and Massimo Pigliucci discussing differing definitions of science. If you'd like to watch or listen to the full debate, go to idthefuture.com and follow the links there to the websites where you can download the complete audio or video of the program. Any questions? Email us at info@idthefuture.com. Thanks for listening.
Music on ID the Future comes courtesy of composer Yuri Mamchur. Visit www.yuriproductions.com and check out his latest CD, In the Harbor. This program was recorded by Discovery Institute's Center for Science and Culture. Discovery President is Bruce Chapman. ID the Future Managing Editor is Robert Crowther. And the producer is Keith Bennett. ID the Future and ID Science in the News is copyright Discovery Institute 2006. For more information, visit www.discovery.org or www.idthefuture.com.